one of the students, Trey, actually. Sorry, Trey. Way to get your attention, hey? Trey complained that you can't get the moon. You cannot stand up on a ladder like Monica's father does and climb up to the moon and bring it down. That's impossible. And like it's impossible to get the moon, it's impossible to hold on to that glorious moment on the mountaintop where Peter and James and John see Jesus transfigured and standing there talking to Moses and Elijah. He can't hold on to that moment. And so even as Peter suggests that they build a house, three houses for each of them, Moses and Elijah are already leaving. And then there's a voice from heaven that says, "This is my son." And the voice stops speaking. And Jesus is found alone. Presumably, since the text doesn't say otherwise, just looking normal, not shining like Moses was. So it's gone. The moment is over. You can't hang on to that moment. But I want to hold on to that moment. I wanted that night out camping to hold on to the moon, to keep that brightness where the moon lit up the whole forest. And I want to hold on to the glory that I saw in the moon. God's glory reflected in God's creation. Just as Peter wanted to hold on to it. We want to hold on to God's glory. In the Middle Ages, at the Mass, people would try to keep Christ's body. Instead of eating the bread, they would stick it in their pocket and take it home with them, as if they could hold on to Christ's body and it would bring them luck. But you can't really hold on to God. 2 weeks ago, I got up in the middle of the night to feed Elliot. And the full moon was streaming in through the blinds onto my bedroom floor. Like I'd never seen it before in the city. As bright as it was that night on the top of the Cypress Hills. The moon comes back, you see. In Papa Get the Moon for Me, Monica's father does get the moon, but then it shrinks and gets smaller and finally disappears. Until one day, Monica looks up in the sky and sees the moon there again. The moon shining there up in the sky, not just for Monica, but back in the sky for the whole world. Every month, the moon comes back. And like the moon, God's glory comes back. In fact, like the moon, it never really leaves. It just goes where we can't see it. For Peter, God's glory comes back on Easter Day, where he goes to the tomb and it's empty. God's glory comes back when he watches Jesus ascend into the heavens. God's glory comes back at Pentecost when he and the other disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit. God's glory comes back not just for Peter and for James and John, the ones that were on the mountaintop, but God's glory comes back for the whole world. We see that God's glory in the moon, in the heavens, in the Milky Way, in the sunrise when the moon sets, in the springtime, which is hopefully soon. The shepherds in Bethlehem, outside Bethlehem, saw God's glory in the skies at Christmas. And instead of saving it for themselves. They went out and told everyone what they had seen. At Jesus' baptism, God's glory comes down in the form of a dove. Today, we remember God's glory in the Transfiguration. And at Easter, we see God in God's greatest glory in the resurrection. And we see God's glory at the table, at God's table. We see it in the choir's music, in blast, in Bible study, in gardening, in the roses, in the harvest, in the quilting group. The outdoor group exists to go out and experience God's glory out there in creation. We experience God's glory when we pray for others and care for them. We experience God's glory out in the narthex over coffee. We experience it in potlucks and when we make food together, when we make sandwiches the first Wednesday of the month, when we share a meal with our Turkish friends, when we make buns and meat and egg salad for funerals. God's glory will be here Tuesday night in a pancake party. And God's glory will even be here Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday, in the ash cross on our foreheads. And God's glory will even be here on Good Friday. God's glory is all around us, and it never goes away. Thanks be to God for that.